Right now it is time for Tim Luke and Greg Straub, the appraisal guys, the Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack, to join us. You can find them anytime you want on the web at tqag.com, but on a Tuesday morning right here. Good morning, guys.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And I have something special to start off with you.
Oh, boy.
Now, I wondered if you've ever auctioned off anything like this, Tim. A vampire slaying kit.
Actually, I have not auctioned it off, but I have. I've posted and I've seen it when I was in New York several years ago, and it was on display. Greg, weren't you with me? Were we there? And we posted that on Facebook. It was a vampire complete, big vampire complete slaying set.
Yep, and also, if you remember, Tim, when we first got started down here in Hobe Sound with the chamber, we did an appraisal event to raise money for the chamber, and somebody brought one in then, and it was the first time we'd ever seen one. We had to do a lot of research to figure out what it was. Then after we saw it, it's like, oh yeah, you mean those?
Well, the Independent has a story on a vampire slaying kit containing 19th century New Testament pistol and crucifixes up for auction, and they really have no idea where it's going to go. They think it's valued at something like £3,000, but other than that, they have no idea.
Yeah, and I don't remember what the one at Sotheby's sold for, but I know that it was in that range, which is really interesting.
Well, it contains an 1842, I think the most important thing in there, an 1842 copy of the New Testament. I mean, I think that would help make it, I guess, who's going to bid on it? Churches?
No, you're going to get a lot of the occult who's going to be bidding on that. Not so much churches. But, you know, it's funny that you bring that up, Marshall. When I Googled this, there was another kit that came up for auction in 2020 of July 2020. And I'm just looking. They had it estimated at $2,500 to $3,700. And it doesn't say when it is. It doesn't say what it's sold for. That's what I'm looking at. But the one that we saw at Sotheby's was also. It was very nice. I think it was in the $4,000 to $6,000 range, and it probably sold in that range. I mean, we've seen them, but it's fascinating because it also taps into the whole. All of the television and the literature of vampires and the mystique and all that goes into it, but it was an actual, you know, an actual thing that in, you know, the 19th century, it was like, oh, we need to have a vampire slaying kit.
Well, what the heck, you know, the world's always been afraid of vampires and certain other things where you can fix it with a kit, and some things just can't be fixed.
it's funny, and here's a quote that the auctioneer last year said: the task of killing a vampire was extremely serious, and historical accounts suggest there was a need for a particular method and tools, and that those include religious significance such as crucifixes and Bibles. Which were said to repel these monsters, you know. So I guess that's why they're filled with all of the religious significance and relics to help slay the demons that lie within, I guess. So interesting. Yeah. Interesting. That's, yeah. Nope, those are fun. Well, I have one to tickle your fancy, Marshall. It is one of your most favorite subjects of things selling, and another record was set. And actually, there's two of them. So the first one is $1.8 million. $1.8 million. What do you think sold for $1.8 million, Marshall, just recently, that you love? Or not so much love. You hate, actually.
Don't you Google. Google.
$1.8 million. I hate it. And it's $1.8 million. There's so much that I hate. I don't hate, but there's so much that I don't understand about the auction world.
And we've talked a lot about it. And every time we talk about it, you say, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. That money could go something else.
No idea? There's no idea, no.
Okay, well, when I say the word Nike...
Sneakers.
Yes, there you go. So these were worn. They were Grammy-worn by Kanye West. They were prototypes. It was the Nike Air Yeezy 1. Yeezy 1 sneakers. That Sotheby's did a private sale, so they didn't even put them up for auction, but they did a cool $1.8 million, which now establishes that as a new record. I just posted it on my Facebook page, so you could see that. There's a little bit of a write-up on it, and it has the photographs. But this is, I mean, the sneaker market is just on fire, because they also just had a sale, and I know that Heritage is trying to get in there with the collectibles, and there's several other auction houses that are on the sneaker bandwagon. So pretty fascinating. And in addition to that, another private sale, it went for $5.1 million. This was a LeBron James signed rookie card, and now has become the most valuable sports card in the world at $5.1 million. I mean, I don't know what it is about the end of April and into June. That seems to be the time that all these things sell for crazy money, and then everybody saves up for the rest of the year.
I'm looking at a picture here. And it's called the skull painting. I can't pronounce his name. I can't.
Yes,
Jean-Michel Basquiat. I'll say I have no idea.
Basquiat. Sorry.
But it's now thinking that it's going to sell for more than $50 million. Now, strange enough, if I had money, I find this painting interesting, and I would probably...
I love his work. Yeah. I really love his work.
It's really dynamic and colorful. Yes. You could have a room that is painted white or gray or muted tones, and if you wanted to add color in that room, and obviously something for your children's education in the future, you could put this picture up.
Yeah, color and energy. I mean, all of his stuff. I've seen a number of his works in person at museums, and it's fantastic. And there was a great, what did I say? I think it was a documentary on his life, and it's... You know, he was friends with Warhol. He was friends with... also, the other one, Keith Haring from New York, and so I mean he knew them. He was just starting out, obviously, when he met Warhol, and then also Keith Haring. And he died very, you know, he died young, so there's not a lot of work. Unfortunately, there's also a number of fakes or not. Well, that they're. They're not really confirmed or denied, and they're not sure if they're in his hand or if it was from a studio assistant. And there's a number of controversies. So when they do sell these, that's why the high price tag is that you're not going to get any more. But people do love his work. I love his work. I think it's great. I like what he does, and he's gotten a lot of traction, so it'll be interesting. And that's being sold, I think, at Christie's. I think that's leading their May sale, and I did see that story. That's coming up. Okay. I have another interesting little thing, a little tidbit of what's coming up. A Martian meteorite that was found in the Sahara Desert, and apparently there are only 245 of these celestial specimens that have been approved as Martian, and it's really rare. It's 4.5 inches by 4.5 inches, and it's 3.5 inches thick. It's coming up at Bonhams May 18th, and it has an estimate of 375,000 to 475,000. So, in you know, some rare pieces that have been. That was found here probably, you know, hundreds. I think they said 100 million years ago that it probably came, it made the journey from a Martian planet and was a meteorite that ended up hitting the Earth and was found in the desert. So should be interesting. The space stuff has become more and more desirable as well, and people are finding this stuff or they're putting it up for auction.
Now, after after you did the story on the sneaker, I went and I found it. It's an it's an ugly sneaker.
Oh, yeah.
It's ugly.
You have to look at the photo. There's the little black, and it's got the little red thing for the air that you pump the air in.
Yeah, but it's ugly. I mean, it looks like an orthopedic shoe.
It does with the strap.
Now, nothing that there's anything wrong with orthopedic shoes, but diabetes.
Marshall, I love it. I love it. That's why whenever sneakers sell, I have to bring them out for me.
Jeez.
You get a rise out of it.
I want you guys to get ready for my birthday, which is in October 23rd. Because I'm planning on going to Denver for the opening of their art museum. That's going to be actually the day after my birthday, October 24th. But really, it's a gorgeous building.
Which art museum? What is it? What is it?
The Denver Art Museum.
Is it Western Art? Denver Art Museum.
It's just it opened up to the public 50 years ago, and of course, between COVID and this and that and everything.
Sure.
But it's nice when you see something like this, because art museums, we all know, they're under pressure now.
Yes.
There's tremendous pressure. My sad feeling is that these museums are either going to have less hours, or museums are going to close because their recovery from the pandemic, I think, will take longer than anybody else.
Yes, agreed. Agreed. I see. Yes, and it's expanded. They have a diversity. It's diversity focused. Wow.
Diversity focused. They shouldn't use that because otherwise, they'll get pigeonholed. That sounds like I'm a progressive Democrat, but that sounds one of those goofy Democrat terms.
It is.
You know, like defund the police and stuff like that. It's not a good way to describe something.
No. So in the article, it's a newly remodeled and expanded campus. Oh, that's great. Oh, and it's the Gioponti-designed 8-story building. I love Gioponti's designs. That's great.
All right, so now...
We'll have to meet you out there.
I'll have to find a way to get out there, actually.
Right.
Are you planning on flying or driving?
Oh, no. I would...
Make it a road trip. Come on.
Yeah, driving, probably. The only place I'd really fly to would be down to Florida. And if that new SST plane comes up where you can get to Europe in 2 hours, I'd fly to Europe, but I'd fly to Europe through Iceland. You know what I mean? It's a shorter hop both ways. So, but I'm not big in staying in a tube with other people breathing their air for 6 hours.
for long periods of time, really?
No, I'd much rather be in my car. I'll take my chances with idiotic drivers.
There you go. Well, I have one last thing to tell you. This is another out-of-this-world thing. It's a Neil Armstrong signed photo, you know, the giant leap. This is what it's called. It's him coming down onto the surface of the moon, and it was signed by Neil Armstrong, sold for $90,000 just last week. So space-related items and sneakers and rookie cards.
I think the Neil Armstrong thing is kind of cool to have.
It's a very cool thing, but you know, you have to remember it's not the original negative, so it's a print, and the only thing that's on there that is original is his signature. So $90,000 for a signature, and of course you're not going to see this print. It's a print. So those sort of things you take into consideration, but I think that's a really cool thing. I think that'll just appreciate in time, especially as space travel starts to change and space travel, it will almost be like airline travel, where you have something that Orville Wright, you know, or something that the Wright brothers signed, because they didn't sign a whole lot of things, that becomes history. I mean, can you imagine in 100, 200 years that, oh yeah, we're flying all over the universe. So,
well, wait till, what's his name? The guy from Virgin Airlines starts his airline, where the people that go on that first flight that have the tickets, where they go up into the actually lower Earth orbit and come back down. Can you imagine what those tickets will bring in the future?
I know.
I have to be honest. As much as I am excited about what's happening with all of the space things, and it's really fun to see like the auctions and things that happen with all of the NASA memorabilia and all of that, but I have to be honest with you, I would be absolutely terrified. I would not want to. I just can't imagine being cooped up in a small thing like that for even a shorter period of time as that. It's exciting, and I would never want to go, but I would like to talk to somebody who has gone, because I mean it is exciting. It's just that it's not something for me.
Well, here's
can't imagine.
Here's the funny thing: I don't like to fly that anymore. I mean I love flying when I used to fly a little Cessna 172 and stuff like that. I don't like to fly that much on commercial airliners, but you know what? I'd love to go on that Virgin flight and see the Earth from low Earth orbit. I wouldn't be scared at all. And if something happened, and I still got to see, at least if I got up there and got to see the Earth from that far away, that doesn't scare me. That's how crazy I am.
I've tried to rationalize that same thing, because when you see that big, it looked like a big blue marble out there from Vermont, it is just so breathtaking. But I can't imagine getting there to look at it. That's the only problem.
That's part of my inconsistency in life. All right, guys, we will speak to you next week.
Great to talk to you, Marshall.
Take care, guys.
Take care, buddy. Bye.
Tim Luke and Greg Straub, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, with Appraise This here on Robin Hood Radio.